Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Very happy to join you. See every friend in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us. In the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clip. Say let me get some of this here shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now when I say cold to the seas, we talking about the past the clubs. Like at the party clubs that is. I would never violate the cold of the seas. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now of course I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gon' go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gon' have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a bitch, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And now we'll be persistent, pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last trouble, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all won't listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch, but we'll never have it. Never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga, I can never trade. I never cross my homies out, that ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto, where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way, this ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue, fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself, I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down, do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying, that's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money, that's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young, feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never.
Rage.
shine in the brittle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I ultra nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to you in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's clucking. You're sucking, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard I'm knocking out your toothless. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like beavers. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder. I'm still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm explosive vocalist, make your ear just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent. Hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming to the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
Strong against the weak, the poor against the rich. car, you wanted the Panthers. Jeans in my blood, my mama wanted a handy. This is just a verse that I dedicate to the chairman. Never heard nobody say nothing fake about the chairman. And I hear a lot of people saying freedom all, but I ain't satisfied until they free my dog. If he just a detainee, why it ain't free to call? You know it costs to eat, but it's free to stall. Big nigga in every city, of course. From the Hoover to the Fort, B.O. out in the Bronx. Gotta mention the chief, my leap, what they call him. The homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin'. It's a secret society, all my niggas real. Shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal. And can't forget the twins, they came from the city of the wind. The time you gotta lose just to win. They said low and weak, but they ain't mention we was him. Or mention Jack Bobo and the block that had the grim. Fuck my enemies, the police is trying to shoot me down. Somebody tell me the reason that all the lanes took me down. And everything I say, that's my damn words. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American street. Go. A heavy statement. Count my blessings, never take for granted. Instead, I take advantage. Look out for your son, make sure I teach you table manners. The life, it ain't a damn thing for you. My uncle in the feds, he got 1,000 more weeks. And then 1,000 more days, I'll probably see Reese. But then again, he got a case in another state called D.C. And they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dawg. Label us ministers to society like we owe, dawg. Oh Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwin' rocks at the pen cause we so far. We get that coke coming fresh up off that boat, dawg. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. $50,000 for your lawyer, what it's gon' cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that show law.
Baby.
I see him kissing the baby.
Let's get into it.
It's the end of the way of life as we know it. This is the last straw. George Bush about to declare the last war. So tell everybody you love, you still love them. And if you got kids, then take time to hug them. I don't really think that y'all know what niggas is facing. We are near the end of a twisted civilization. This isn't a nation. Cut all the money for education and build more prisons as a replacement. How is it that they could win a war against terror? And in the ghetto, we losing the war against heroin. Where are all the devil men, the Martins, the Malcolms, the ones that'll lose their life to change the outcome?
Politician.
See the politician.
See the politician.
Boom, boom, boom.
See him kiss the baby.
See him kissing the baby.
Look.
If we don't get 40 acres, then I think the black at least shouldn't have to fucking pay sales tax. Gotta give us something back. GMC should give every black man a damn brand new lat. And we should all give them back. Tell them we don't want that. Y'all listening to too much rap. Fucker, our will is strong now. Can't nothing touch it. And we don't give a fuck if you keep cutting the budget. Niggas gon' thug it. Live life to the fullest and love it. You keep it rugged till we kick the bucket. I can't vote and that's something I don't regret. Cause for the poor folks, they ain't did shit yet.
See the politician.
See the politician.
See the motherfucking
politician. See him kiss the baby.
Kissing the baby to these funk-ass police.
to the NYPD, the LAPD, whatever the hell they call the police in D.C. I don't care if you a sergeant or knock of a D.T. You could even be just a security guard with a CB. And no yak, but I'ma act like I ain't even know that. This killer cop mentality stem from me being pro-black. Out the pen and I ain't finna go back. Won't fake no jack if Jake snap a Kodak. Instead I'll be forced to pull cock back and load the whole gat. I'll die controlling the Mac, telling the pro to hold that. Whether it be white, black, Irish, Italian, or Polack. Body dealers or Somalian or fat is Joe Crack.
Need a politician.
Take that. Fuck that, nigga.
See him kiss the baby.
See him kiss the baby. But look, do we really know where the guns come from? Do we really know where the drugs come from? How come it only affects us and not them? How come Jesus Christ has still not come? Why am I wrong if I kill a nigga that punch me? But it's right for you to blow up a whole country.
Swallow
back,
it ain't stupid.
Fuck that politics, see what's going on. Saigon,
yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. And you're
everything.
S to the A, 2K Fit, Alito, in the building.
Hey, 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 hey. This your girl Silky.
We good? Heads up. Heads up, eyes open, the fist clench, y'all. Freedom on, we live and direct. Heads up, eyes open, the fist clench. Heads up, eyes open, the fist clench. February 23rd, 2023. Special edition election in regards to the upcoming election in Chicago. Many people have heard me refer to it in many cases as a selection, but I'm going to give a background on how we assess it. I don't want to get a foregone conclusion that people are even clear on, you know, in regards, you know, our position in regards to electoral politics. In fact, on Facebook yesterday, I think a sister asked me, said, "Do you vote?" And she asked the question, "You know, vote." It's not gonna be the full 2-hour session we have. I got another event just came in from another event, and so the comrade Daphne said something to the effect that she said, "Tab, they got you." I was stuck at all places yesterday morning, Utah, stuck in a snowstorm. Yeah, Utah, you know. For those who listen, if you didn't say no slight on, you know, I was at Weber University speaking and got stuck in a snowstorm. We get laid over in the airports back to back nonstop. So the comrade Daphne had commented, you're everywhere. And she said, you got to be everywhere. No doubt about it. We want to seize the time with certain conversations that are being had, you know. And don't draw a foregone conclusion that this is, you know, it's a given, that, you know, stand. They're open to hear. How did I get Carl Nelson show on that? I'm afraid I'm doing it live on Carl. No, I'm not. Okay. I changed the text. I almost typed it in incorrectly. This is about the special election edition. Okay, we worked out this. We're not going to major minors. We live direct, y'all. Intellectual Radio, Free Mall Radio. We live direct. Call in 929-477-3785. Again, free them all. Everyone. Okay, right on, Sister Conrad. Right on, free them all. Yes, indeed. In the building, we have forced to call from all y'all saying. This comrade, Carlos Manuel, in the building. Free them all. Right on. King Fuses. Right on. Willie Gross. Gold Apparel. I Am Hippie. Hollywood Next. Definitely. Right on. David Escobar. Free them all. Let's right back at you. T. Spiggy. Naeem Muhammad. Man, right black hat, you don't know that about it. See y'all tapping in, tuning in. Everybody now come on in, see what we're talking about here on the special edition. We usually on Wednesday, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Again, I just want to preface with, we just find everything is political. Don't say politics, again, politics is the basis of our needs, in particular food, clothing, and shelter. That's the politics, you know what I'm saying, the obtaining of it, the who's in control of it. That's what we want to talk about, how poem is said, a speech is written, there's a certain slight or circumference, it represents a certain perspective of political, which you can trace it at some point, at some stage of the game in regards to the
the basic survival. As a part of the party, the basic survival needs, the basic needs survival needs of the people. We talk about, you know, the platform, Black people party talking about, it was a struggle to, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, like this racism or get people to like us, like you understand, but the basic needs, you know what I'm saying, of the people, the basic needs desires of the people. And to get down to the nitty gritty of it, again, politics, you talk about, you know, broad, you hear about, you know, wars, and outside people to have an elementary assessment of wars, like, well, the U.S. does not like Russia or something of the sort. But the deal is, you know what I'm saying, George Bush had an issue with Bin Laden, so on and so forth. But the deal is there are different dynamics, concrete, tangible dynamics, such as, you know, such as trade routes, canals. You hear terms of the Panama Canal, and what battles were engaged in, who has access to trade routes, to shipping, land, you know, resources. You hear terms like World War One, World War Two. You know what I'm saying? The Beijing the conference and and they were, you know, kind of intense. Not the Beijing conference. Excuse me. Forgive me. I moved too fast. It's the Bandung conference. Forgive me. 1885. Make sure I'm getting this correct. This is what Malcolm talked about, where you had these different colonialist powers, vying for, you know, who would, you know, control different parts of Africa. When you hear terms such as the Gold Coast, Ivory Coast, these were political. They were political in nature, political in name. Ivory Coast represented the fact the abundance of the elephants in particular, what the major resource. You know, so you hear about the ivory tusk, you know what I'm saying, of elephants, and the trickle-down impact of the economy, the land, so on and so forth. You might just say, well, they just go and get the tusk. But the whole thing about, you know what I'm saying, how elephants, the impact of, you know what I'm saying, how elephants becoming endangered, you know what I'm saying, and because these are different dynamics. You know, so outside of the community, you might say, what's the significance of a horse with this? Horse shoes being grown and cut, you know what I'm saying? And again, different, you look at food, clothing, shelter, animals. You can, in fact, you look at those different food channels. You can look at the different dynamics and say who is protected, colonized, or impacted a certain people by what, you know, what type of foods and people engaged in, whatever. Even the names of children, you can look through different periods of time and say, okay, what is the what stage? Who was a materialistic? Was inspired capitalist? You know what I'm saying? What was the aspiration of the people at that particular time? Now, with that being said, well, again, we want to preface with that politics, again, regardless of if your position is, well, I don't vote, or I'm not political. The reality is that the music, movies, the cover of a magazine, how someone says it's just fashion, how a person, the style is, how you dress, the clothes you wear. When you wear it, you know what I'm saying? Politics of it. Trump wearing, make sure he has on red, white, and blue. You know what I'm saying? St. Patrick's Day. You know what I'm saying? Countless of black people, you know what I'm saying, wearing green. Whether they can, some of the significance of it is a different discussion. However, the political climate, to be, you know what I'm saying, where people feel comfortable, have certain conversations that ties back into a certain community, a certain respect of people and identity. How, you know what I'm saying, how you view the pride of it, how you view the distribution of it, how something was it taken, like in prison, it was a big issue. If something was taken from you in prison, they would ask you, did he steal it from you or did he take it from you? And to the apolitical, that's what's, well, he got my stuff. What's the big issue? It's political. It that can impact a trickle down impact of wars between street organizations, or you know how you're viewed. So it's the theft. The theft is like you see guys in certain periods of time with these mittens, like these gauze around their hand. You know, say the repercussions come up with stealing. It's like people talk about even in prison, how the prisoners, like certain things, rape, stool pigeons, you know what I'm saying? And the politics are snitching, you know what I'm saying? And so you have, as opposed to this, like a reactionary assessment on it, he told him, it was like, putting in context, the context, who are you in relationship to the state? That's what Lenin said. We define situations and individuals, how you view the state, how the state views you, politics. Now, in Chicago in particular, the phenomenon of the electoral politics. It's a different dynamic, you know what I'm saying? But again, it relates to food, clothes, and shelter. And in many cases, America, as Malcolm said, America's democracy is an hypocrisy. It's just the importance of elections to give the impression that, you know, in fact, that America prides itself on a one man, one vote premise, you know what I'm saying? And obviously, that's not the women are included in also, but that gives the democracy, everyone has a say so. And many people became familiar later about the Electoral College, you know what I'm saying? Electoral College, and you know, say, you know, different dynamics. You know, so as opposed to, like, you know, this, that, you know, how, you know, representatives of each state are put in place, you know what I'm saying? But then you say, well, why is it important for the state to get an impression that all people can engage in politics? Why is there extra police presence in certain, you know, say, in the black community in particular, during election time? You know, so what are the different dynamics? What, you know, how do you, how does what's the history like in Chicago where they had the first Democratic convention airing on TV in Chicago, the Democratic convention in 1968, and these conventions are where they would, you know, where they would buy who's going to be, you know, like the, like, in other words, let's cut the fat from the meat, let's have internal dialogue and debate to see who's going to be the representative for the team, like, you know, like see, like, what they call the NBA, the All-Star Game. Who's going to represent this, the East, the West? So now you have the different primaries, and you'll see you have the president's side, you have the Iowa caucus, where people say, okay, now the seal of approval, this is the golden child. Obama will be the representative of the Democratic Party. And some people say, well, that was set in stage prior to that. You know what I'm saying? But it's political for them to even say Iowa. Once Iowa, let's be honest, you know what Iowa represents. You know what I'm saying? You hear terms like Iowa, Wisconsin. Let's cut to the chase. You know, the next question: what, you, I mean, Utah. Even the symbolism of what does it represent? So that's political. Frank Sinatra had said in regards to Chicago, he said Chicago gangster, his kind of town. And this, so we talk about the infamous Democratic machine. Which in a machine, like the Panther Party was stressed about machine politics. Mike Royko, who formerly wrote for Chicago Sun-Times, wrote a book called A Boss. And talking about Chicago politics, you know what I'm saying? How, in fact, at the end of the book, he said, unpack your bag. He said, I'm not going to name any individuals particularly. You don't have to pack your bags and leave town. He was talking about the reference to different, you know what I'm saying, the different dynamics that go down with electoral politics. And, Chicago in particular, you know, and you go back and look at, go pull the Democratic Convention 1968 with the Mayor Daley Sr. on stage and with his son, then to be Mayor Richard Daley, this Richard M. Daley, his son, standing by his side, and we were grooming him, you know what I'm saying, you know, for that later on to be in life. But you want, I just seen something, okay. You mentioned him now, Wilson. Yeah. I'm going to comment. The suit also was being put forward from Malcolm X's family in regards to the CIA and other law enforcement agencies in regards to assassination, making a connection with Chairman Fred. Yeah, we have to seize the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, even up and at it, because a lot of times people try to just devise this local police and so forth. They keep that. No doubt, we definitely have to talk about that. If I be switching something, I'm definitely like devaluing that. This is important. It's imperative. That, and like, in fact, it was one thing. I forgot it. Mother Comrade is listening in too. I think she can type in Mother Comrade's name or call in. I forget. It was one individual who was pushing for CIA, the role that the CIA had played in assassinating Chairman Fred Defense Kennedy Mark Clark. They were coming with a push for that even back then. One of the pigs, excuse my English, December 1969, had direct CIA connection. This is imperative, again, to help put us on the world stage. And
Sherman Skolnick was pushing for it.
Thank you very much, right on, Comrade. Sherman Skolnick. And, you know, that was, and thank you very much, right on, Comrade. There were struggles, like different apparatus, like even the lawyers, legal apparatus, but the politics of this Because so what's the difference? Okay, okay, they were assassinated. Some people say, okay, even the term assassinated. Some people say, okay, he's dead. Why? What's the big difference of saying assassinated? And why is it imperative to push the acknowledge that the Central Intelligence Agency, a major police force of the world, just puts on the world stage? You know what I'm saying? And so this is connected to the present conversation we're having here now. Be very clear. That you dig onto even the different dynamics. You look at certain TIF funds. They may be called something else, another city, another locale. Tax increment funds. You might see different faces, you know, black faces being brought up in certain places. It may be, you know what I'm saying. But you need to correlate. Go look at the different airports and say, why is the funding for all these different cities, Utah, Chicago, airports, you know what I'm saying, in advance? So there's this climate right now. I think that we at minimum have to acknowledge, at minimum acknowledge, let's, you know what I'm saying, not indefinitely, you know what I'm saying, see the time and addressing it. There are certain windows, whether, you know what I'm saying, whether it be in the entertainment industry, whether it be in the political industry, whether it athletic, where, you know what I'm saying, to get certain pills in the applesauce, to get certain conversations that they have. You look back at, they call it black exploitation movies Go back and listen to those Dolemite films. There was a different dynamic. I was always just talking about he rapping in poems, they making jokes. They were talking about the Daily Machine. Actually, in these movies, you know what I'm saying? There was certain, you can look at certain periods of time. I remember even Chow, when it discussed, when Harold Washington, the first black mayor of Chicago, when he had ran up for mayor of Chicago, and I remember just even him coming through the community, you know what I'm saying, and just to impact to us to even at least have some conversations, because a lot of times there were many generations that grew up that say, okay, well, the sun is in the daytime, the moon's at night, dogs chase cats, cats chase mice, and daily is the mayor. That's just how it goes. You know, so the Daily Machine, and you have to be able to. I know some of the younger crowd may not be familiar with the whole. Go back and type in the Podolyak 16, the infamous ballad, how certain countries were heightened. Epton, Jane Byrne, you know, the tactics she do to attract the black community, no doubt about it. Harold Washington was assassinated. Jane Byrne going to the infamous Cabrini-Green projects, and they said she stayed there, but everybody said she went through. There was no cutting. There was no one. She went through the front door, out the back door. What was the politicalness? Hillary Clinton pull out a bottle of hot sauce? What's these reactive tactics to play games with the black community? You know what I'm saying? Right before, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to touching down tangible, concrete tactics, you know what I'm saying? And at certain stages, are we coming as a force to be reckoned with to say, okay, these are our demands? When they had the Vote or Die campaign, people said, Chad, what's your position? What's our position on that? We said, turn the tables around. What is their particular position, the run of office, on political prisoners, reparations, the African anti-terrorism bill? We want to up the ante. In Chicago, say, oh, that's going too far, champ. You're talking about, okay, there are some basic contradictions that people have to deal with here. You know, see, right in the city of Chicago, the disproportionate amount of red light cameras, you know what I'm saying, in our communities, is sticking us up, you know what I'm saying? Free of all, my sister, right on, Leslie. Yes, indeed. The red lights. The boots on the cars, you know what I'm saying? That's long, which was the obvious, but not the elephant in the room, not the elephant, but the blood on the floor. You know what I'm saying? The blood on the floor. The carnage, and whatever side of the political spectrum you want to reside with, the carnage about, you know, of black people in particular, property taxes. These are concrete tangible positions. Okay, what is your position on these different campaigns? Don't put it on any callers in queue. You know what I'm saying? On season time, you want to do? I might want to do another Monday too, because the election is Tuesday. We want to at least have an informed people. You know what I'm saying? I went to I've been putting my ear to the ground. It was a hard pill. We didn't even get my ear, because like I say, because you grew up in Chicago, you see all sort of tactics being employed. But you have a down now from the incumbent of this is the mayor, and also one of Mark Clements wanted to call in about this new arena they're talking about, the Chicago Police Accountability. That's what they're saying. So be aware of this too. And again, we're not saying these are end-all panaceas, but to be informed. So the lineup goes as follows, I believe, as announced. We speak February 23rd, Mayor Lightfoot, former Alderman Sawyer, Commissioner Brandon Johnson, Odie Wilson, Sophia Kennedy, Sophia King, Paul Dallas, Julie Garcia, Jamal Green, and I think that's all. February 23rd, that's what they have now. So, any callers in queue? Sister Conrad, any callers in queue?
Very much, Herman. No callers in queue.
Y'all feel pretty free. No callers in queue. This is not going to be a long session. We want to break it down. I know particularly for my constituents, you know, say particularly on the, I know a lot of times it's embarrassing, humbling. Like, you know, like you said, well, you know, how do you deal with health? I said, we don't read ingredients, you know what I'm saying, because on the food, not community, what's the options? You know, so we read something, I don't like sobo carbosity. I don't understand what that is. Okay, what you going to go get? Well, I don't like the fried food. What you going to go get? There's an ante right now. Excuse me. There's a climate right now in which we can up the ante. A climate. We up the ante. You know what I'm saying? I remember like doing the bud looking for radio, you know what I'm saying? Even different politicians that come through. You know, this is the first time you'll see them. You know, they throw t-shirts out, so on and so forth. It's code red. It's code red. To at least up the ante to have certain discussions, y'all. Again, and I know we are going to go on crunch time. See who we have listening. I went to a listening session. Like I said, I'm trying to wait the last minute to really. Mr. Chairman, how you rolling with this here? I'm going to say this in all objectivity. I pride myself on objectivity. I was on a P. Ray show on VON called the other night. And the subject that I thought was just about black history, she was like, regards to the campaign, led to a campaign. And I was like, no, hold on, we're trying to hide the contradiction, you know, say no, you know, straight to the chase. And she told me, I said, well, okay, since we want to push it, I did attend a unique listening session. And that's a term that's thrown around. You know, people say they come to listen to what people have to say. But I did a listening session on the east side. And it was unique. This was the host of back, Mr. Brandon Johnson. And you can tell like a homeless brother downtown was on YouTube. He was speaking and filmed him. He said, you can feel disrespect. He said sometimes he walked with people before he opened his mouth. He said, this was respectful. It was actually authentic listening to the people. And not to be this, I call myself today. I really, a brother pulled up with me today. I hope he's listening now. Mr. Miller, shout out to this brother. I'm rushing. We got some people just came in town. So I get to back out of town. I just came in. Try to do not a bird bath, but a Panther Cub bath. Try to rush and get in. I got to get right back out. Speaking at Northern University tonight. And I got to get back out on that. But I was checking myself. I'm rushing, but the brother was right there in front of the Hampton House. And this brother, I was talking, you know, man, he said, I got to hear you last night. I said, we didn't have a show last night. And he was saying he came back, he wanted to do a donation. Again, he told the impact that Chairman Fred, the Black Panther Party, had on his life. You can see that. His wife, he had this situation with surgery, some health issues in his family. But you can see the intensity of this brother speaking. And I was making, you know what I'm saying, I think about it, you never know the impact you have on people, you know what I'm saying? And you come into contact with certain forces, so on and so forth. And he said, we're tuning in tonight. And you know, and then like, he would tell me, you can see when he met Chairman Fred. I met Charles Dutton, the actor who plays Rock, amongst other roles. Charles Dutton did 10 years in prison. I met him at the Sovereign Museum years back. He said, I met your father, Chairman Fred Sr., right in the same location. And basically, you know, it's certain dynamics, you know what I'm saying, to be able to, and some people are incapable of connecting with the people, the community, incapable of it, you know. But this business session I attended, you know what I'm saying, I just wasn't watching, you know, Commissioner Johnson. I like the term Richard Pryor used, community change Richard Pryor uses, a peopleologist. How do people feel comfortable, you know what I'm saying, you know, even, you know, because it's embarrassing being oppressed. People ask us, how do people feel comfortable getting food in the Hampton House? And we make it a point to make sure how we serve the people. You know what I'm saying? How these are touchy subjects. You know what I'm saying? Them to come get food. These are touchy subjects. A brother, forgive me, I don't get his brother's last name, y'all. His brother he's with Organization Soul. It was him now, Cassandra Greer, Mark Clemens, so many others, but his brother. He told about it, I watched him at this listening session, how he talked about what there was a juvenile in the detention center, you know what I'm saying, how he represents a certain demographic that's not really not heard. And I watched his comfortability to be, you know what I'm saying, I try to be, again, objective. I studied that. I watched that. I'm impressed by that. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm trying to wait to, you know, the last minute, because let's say last minute, but I say on the sister show, you know, as of now with us, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna be, you know what I'm saying? Having one more shows, but I thought I mentioned a minute ago with the lineup. I'm fighting to hold off. I want all the candidates to feel comfortable to call in. Okay. Okay, Fremont, I'm doing a radio show now. Okay, all right, Fremont. Okay. I know I lost my volume, y'all. Okay. I'm going to see this right back in. Okay. Mother Conrad, you still listening? Text me the address. So I can forward the address of studio where I'm at. Text me the address if you can. So I want to say, let me get back online. It's pretty much. And this is an arena. One, not just to have black faces, but people that, you know what I'm saying, that the issues are being, you know what I'm saying, acknowledged again. And in many cases, the trainers left the building with the issues in regards to our community. But I say this in any field, the entertainment field, artists who can relate, so on and so forth. And again, I'm trying to hold fast, but everybody pretty much know, you know, who I said, you know, we have, you know what I'm saying, have acknowledged, you know what I'm saying, in regards to the mayoral candidate. But again, I want to still put this objective call of all the candidates call in. And y'all, we're going to do a special show either Monday, down, you know what I'm saying, to the buzzer. And for people, you know what I'm saying, for those last minute deciders, you know what I'm saying, to come in, at least inform. We see how you contradict, so you can make severe lives, as I said, in prison. When you get your property, we had this policy we put together that we would sign under duress. Because non-independent people do not make independent decisions. Non-independent people does not make independent decisions. And to be able to, you know, say, just like in many cases, other communities can openly come out and, you know, saying, not even say it, because I had a real big issue with people talking about President Obama. We never told him what we want, you know, saying, what was our issues. Some of the blatant stuff that black women to particularly dealing with is, you know, say it's right there in the raw. But then even say if you can't see that, a lot of times you have these staged settings where people, they're brought in, the questions are written out. You know, say I have not witnessed that with listening sessions. And I'm open. People can say, well, champ, you don't know about such and such. Come, you know what I'm saying? Call in. And I'm going to say this, too. We put out an open call. I go through the process. I go through, like, a lot of times I go through the process, like even organizing. I would tell certain people we have an event. Champ, why do you do that? I'm going through the process. So I get about 90-something calls every morning. Something happened to this. I would tell them, okay, meet me at the courthouse. I need you to. I'm knowing they're not going to come. But I owe it to the people. It's a serving the people's service to go through the process. You know what I'm saying? So, again, no one can say that we didn't get the opportunity. I'm clear that the majority of those running for electoral office have no concept. You know what I'm saying? And it's not because of our lack of work. You know what I'm saying? who Chandler Fred was, who Chandler Fred Jr. Black at the party was, Black at the party club. And we've seen this. How are you going to bother that? Who Black people are? They don't know Black, we like Ralph Ellison told the Invisible Men, I'm paraphrasing, the Invisible Men, Invisible Women. When the fight came up in City Hall, named the street after Chandler Fred, go back and look. Go back and Google. Go back and look at some of the response. Go look what happened at City Hall. Go look at the response. Go look at what about some activists. Look at people folded. People were shook. Pull up old VOA archives. Look at what people, they were scared to say this. They were scared to say Chairman Fred's name. Then this is the stage of the game. I'll come into contact with someone or not. Again, I'm to hope. Don't tell me you died on me. I was still charging up. Okay, I lost it on stream, y'all. We gonna close out. Oh my God. We gonna close out in a minute. I'm gonna tap back in with y'all. Let's build up for. Let's put the word out, everyone. Let's do a down to the buzzer. Monday. Let's go and put the word out for Monday. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going to happen Monday. But Monday, you know what I'm saying? A last minute update. You know what I'm saying? Right? Because the election is Tuesday. And you know, again, we're going to do some research before the end. Your homework assignment is research Police Accountability Board, so on and so forth. Research all the candidates, your thoughts. And I will be officially letting y'all know, excuse me, how we roll on Monday. Officially. But then, meantime, between time, put a call, everybody call on in. Yeah, YouTube is out. I just lost YouTube. Okay, I'm about to roll out, y'all. Free them all. Okay, I got to get to roll in a minute, my phone. That was charged up. I want to just hit him with that. I appreciate you. Northern University. Yeah. This weekend, this Saturday, we have an Emmett Till family. Oh, I should know. Got to tell everybody about that.
Yeah, what Saturday?
In Maywood on 5th. We have an Emmett Till family, George Floyd family, Breonna Taylor's family, and Hampton family. Wow.
Can I all be over there?
Yeah. Is everybody saying, what? Maywood? Yeah. Going down. I think 3 o'clock, the old Masonic Hall.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go through the whole process. As a servant of the people, I'll be objective and give you the opportunity. State their case.
You still live, Chairman, on the phone.
Okay, right on. If I ain't one for day one, mother comrade. Free them all.
Free them all.
Give me animals. It's going out. Okay. I'm going to go get this address and head up there real quick. Okay. All right. I'm going to do free them all. Free them all. Listeners. Free them all.
the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black, my stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a need, bro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a heat, bro. Get it back to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal a brother. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I'm supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played with kids and then change. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me.
Oh, come on, oh, come on, come on. That's just the way it is.
Disgrace the racist. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place, let's erase the waste. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's both black and white, and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. If they heal, so we real time to heal each other. And as though it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitence we stack, and it's filled with black. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but you're staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today,
but you made it in a sleazy way. Selling crack to the kid,
I gotta get paid.
Hey, but that's the way it is.
Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some change. Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's warm on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime, I ain't have to do. But now back with the back, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, jack you up, and push back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops they can't stop this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's down number two. You say it ain't cool. But it raised no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get to lay back, cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some fuck that I roughed up way back, coming back after all these years. Like that.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Something will never change.